Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodom. Klal Lamed, and we saw in Siman Dalet, he talked about saying Hishmer Rabba Mevorach with all of your kavana. And we left off yesterday discussing the concept of Baruch as it applies to Hashem. So according to the Radak, it means that Hashem is praised. But according to others, it means that Hashem should be increased. Now, what does it mean that Hashem should be increased? What does it mean? And also we have to explain, what does it mean, the shame of Hashem? So, David Ezra, when he talks about the word shame, he says, if you look at the word shame, the word shame is clearly connected to the word shom. They're spelled exactly the same, shin mem. And so what is the connection to the word shame, which means a name, and the word shom, which means there? You point to something and you're saying, there it is. So he says something very simple and very profound at the same time. Let's say I'm trying to describe an individual to you. So I say, well, he's about 6 feet tall, he has black hair, he wears glasses, he's a little bit stooped in his shoulders, a little bit of a white in his beard. So you're not sure exactly who I'm referring to. But if I say his name, and you know the name, I say his name, you know exactly who I'm referring to. So a name is a way to point to there he is. There he is Shom. I can almost, as it were, point him out to you by saying his name. If you don't know who he is, the name will help you. But once you know who he is, the name is a way to point out who I'm referring to. Who are you referring to? Talking about Reuben. Oh, Reuben. Now I know what you're talking about. When it comes to Hashem, all we know about Hashem is Hashem's name, which means each one of Hashem's name is a different way that Hashem, as it were, reveals himself to us. We don't know exactly the Kadosh Baruch Hu's true essence. It's beyond the human mind to grasp. Infinity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond the human mind to grasp. We cannot really grasp the concept of something which is infinite, an infinite being. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu's actions, and that the way that he acts in the world, are ways that we know what we know about him. So that is our way, in a certain sense, to be able to refer and point to Hashem. Oh, there is Hashem. This is what Hashem is to us. When he acts with the meat of Rachamim, so we have a name for that. So that's the way we know what we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our way to, as it were, to have a point of reference. And even the phrase, a point of reference, is something to point to, and we have a way to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So each one of Hashem's names, we talk about Hashem as a name, Hashem, Kel Rachel, Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed. Each one of those is a different anhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, which allows us to have a different understanding of who he is and point him out to ourselves and to others. What does Hashem mean to us? This is one of the ways that he acts. This is his anhaga. That's a name. The Spheres are also referred to as Shemus for the same reason. Each one of the Spheres is anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means when we talk about the Spheres, is that the different halhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he deals with the world. And each one of those is a way for us to recognize who he is. That's Hashem's name. Now Hashem's name is not as well known in the Bria as we would like it to be. It's not as effective in the Bria as we would like it to be. So when we say Hashem's name should be Mevorach, it means we're going to try and increase Hashem's name. Well, we said name means presence. The awareness of his presence is a shame. That's what a shame means to us. So we're going to increase that presence. So according to Chaim Volozhiner, when we say the bracha itself, or the tefillah itself, is an act of increasing Hashem's presence. Through our tefillahs, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is expanded and increased in the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu waits for us, as it were, to daven, and that's through that the process of tefillah, we bring Hashem's presence into the world. So we are actually being mevorach Hashem's name by saying brachas and by davening. Rav Hirsch sees it as a pledge that when I say Yehesh Rabba Mevorach Lalam Lamemiyo, I'm not saying that right now it's going to be increased. What I'm saying is that I will make sure that Hashem's name is increased. What does that mean? I will act in such a way, and I will do mitzvahs, and I will act with the yashrus and the purity that the Torah demands of me in such a way that by the end of the day, people will have a more awareness of godliness in this world. There'll be more awareness of Hashem, of God, in this world because of what my actions. So Yeheshmei Rabbim is actually a pledge on my part. I am committing to make Hashem's name more well known in the Bria. Hashem's presence will be more visible in the Bria through me. His name will be expanded. His name, meaning His presence, will be expanded in the Bria through me, through my actions and my deeds. And that's what it means that a person will say Heshmei Rabba b'kol kochai u'b'kol kavanasai. Means I'm saying this with a true, full commitment and focus of increasing Hashem's presence, that Hashem should be more, I should be more aware of Hashem in my own life. I should feel His presence. I should commit to bring that presence, that awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu into the Bria through me to everybody else around me as well. Have a good day.